COVID-19 and the Environment. Edited by Austin and Catherine Martin. Written by Ching Yuan, Chitrini Tandrin, and Tenzin Yesopa. Narrated by Alexa Cable. GM Press, 2020. We acknowledge the support of Canada Service Corps, Taking It Global, and the Government of Canada in promotional materials associated with the project. Chapter 9. Negative Impacts of COVID-19. With the start of quarantine around the world, much of the world's population moved indoors, staying in their homes. This caused the air to clean up as CO2 emissions caused by factories and transportation decreased, beaches and bodies of water started to clear up, and animals started to return to their habitats and roam around freely. Many people were optimistic that we were heading in a positive direction in terms of the environment and climate change. But as quarantine rules eased and governments tried to boost up their economies once again, emissions started to go up again and we began to pollute once again. Many experts have noticed that even with the promising beginnings, our numbers have returned to pre-COVID, and now instead, we have added more problems as a result. COVID will lead the world to a future with more traffic, more pollution, changing government priorities, and climate change that is now worsening faster. We still have the same cars, the same roads, the same industries, same houses. So as soon as the restrictions are released, we will go right back to where we were, says Corinne Le Carré, professor of climate change at the University of East Anglia in Britain. Back in the 2007-2008 financial crisis, emissions dropped and then rose back up. Many experts are worried that this will happen again. An example of this can already be seen. China was the first country to reduce quarantine rules and air quality improvements that were seen in February and March as manufacturing and transportation largely came to a halt have now disappeared. With the constant changes and the pandemic still on the rise in some countries, it is too soon to have definite answers, but there are many red flags that we must pay attention to. Changing government priorities and easing of laws. As countries begin to ease up quarantine rules and open up once again, we are starting to see many changes. Many countries were forced to close up businesses and factories due to the health of their citizens and were hit with a decline in their economy, and now they are desperate to boost it back up. For example, a new coal project has started in northern China. This, in the future, will lead to multiple health and climate problems because these infrastructures are used for many years. As new projects are getting approved and factories start to open again, pollution levels have returned to pre-coronavirus levels and in some places have surpassed. Similar actions can be seen happening around the world. Another example is in the U.S. Industries such as automobiles, fossil fuels, and airlines have been pleading for cash, regulatory rollbacks, and other special requests which the government is complying to. Another industry benefiting is the oil and gas industry in the U.S. The aid they have received includes tax changes, breaks on royalties they have to pay to drill or mine on public land, as well access to the Federal Reserve $6,000 billion Main Street lending program. Lucas Ross, who is a senior policy analyst for Friends of the Earth, an advocacy group that says the program has already been modified specifically along the lines the oil and gas industry has requested. The Trump administration has also pushed many regulatory rollbacks, which include spending enforcements of air and water pollution regulations, suspended a requirement for environmental review, cut back the state's ability to block energy projects and public input on new mines, pipelines, highways, as well as other projects. With the newfound desperation to provide an economic boost, many governments around the world have put environmental issues on the back burner and shifted their focus. Waste management and recycling. Waste and recycling has greatly been impacted due to COVID-19. There has been an increase in waste production and a decrease in waste and recycling management. This reduction continues to pollute and contaminate our waterways, the air, and our land. There are some cities in the U.S. which have ceased recycling programs due to concerns related to spreading of the virus in these recycling centers. And many European countries, such as Italy, have stopped sustainable waste management measures. An example of this would be infected residents not sorting their waste. Single-use plastics have once again increased. Many companies have switched from advising customers to bring their own reusable bags to single-use bags. Others, such as Starbucks, have put a temporary ban on the use of reusable cups. Single-use plastics can still house viruses and bacteria. With the lockdown, many people started to online shop and order food more frequently. This has resulted in an increase of domestic, organic, and inorganic waste. The increase in waste can lead to a variety of environmental issues. These included, but are not limited to,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?